Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Music Master on Today FM.
Right, time for Music Master. Time to find ourselves a Music Master winner. What's that smell? It's the smell of victory coming off Colm Connolly. How are you, Colm?
How are you, Dave? You well?
Not bad at all. Where are you?
I'm in Wexford at the moment.
Right, are you there for life? Are you there for holiday?
No,
what are you
God,
doing?
No. just working. That sounded terrible, actually.
It did sound a bit bad, yeah. Right, so you're on your holidays?
No, I'm working.
Working, right. Good. All right, so where are you originally from?
Dublin.
Okay,
Dublin.
Good stuff. Right. Okay, so what do you do that you're down in Wexford?
We're for a car park distributor, so we supply all the motor factors and garages and that through the country.
Very good. And people still working on their own cars, or are people buying things out of motor factors, like other, are they mechanics and people like that?
Yeah, I think people are doing up their old cars and not buying new cars. So right. Can't afford it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. All right, Colm, we've got to jump in and see what you're going to pick in your category.
Round one.
Got three to choose from, Colm. You can have The Rivals, Hey Mister, or Starting to Get Naughty. What would you like?
The Rivals.
Okay, this is girl bands versus boy bands. 60 seconds on the clock, and your time starts now. All Rise was a hit for which English boy band?
Blue.
Yes. What's the next line? Now don't go wasting my precious time.
Pass.
Get your act together, we could be just fine. Spice Girls. Sucker was the comeback single for which American boy band?
NSYNC.
No, the Jonas Brothers. Name the girl group who were famously coming at ya.
Cleopatra.
Yeah, well done. Stephen Gately sang I Can't Deny What I Believe in which Boyzone song?
No matter what.
Yep. Tattoo sang about all the things what?
I'll pass.
All the things she said. Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon and Michael. Yes. TLC was made up of Lisa Left Eye Lopez, Tion T. Boz Watkins and Rosanda Thomas. But what was Rosanda's C nickname?
I'll pass.
Chili. Listen, baby, I'm sorry. Just want to tell you, don't worry is a lyric from which Backstreet Boys song?
Pass.
The Call. Well, my favourite song, I think, in the whole world. Let's count that up. 1, 2, 3, 4 you got there in round one. Very good. Let's get to the bonus round now.
Bonus round.
Okay, so this is boy bands versus girl bands. So your category still applies. They're speedy songs we're playing, Colm.
Okay.
So a little clip of a song. It's been sped up. Sounds high-pitched. Sounds very fast. You got to give me the artist and title of each one to get yourself a point. And here is your first one. What's that?
Hanson Umbop
is absolutely right. Give you a point for that. All right, what about this one? What's that?
Oh, is it Destiny's Child?
It is, yeah. What's the song?
I can't think of the song.
Damn. It was Survivor by Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Okay, try this one. That.
Oh, I know the song. I think the name. I think.
Okay, BTS Dynamite. It was.
Okay.
Listen, 4+1 gives you a final score of 5, which is an excellent first round of bonus round score. Well done. We will see now what your competitor does. Another person in Wexford. We'll find out how they're going to get on in a couple of minutes' time.
Music Master on Today FM.
All right, Colm Connolly had a go. You got a score of 5. Paula Hickey's going to have a go now. How are you, Paula?
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Good, thank you.
I lied there, Paula. I'm sorry, I'm not very well. I went on a ride yesterday in Emerald Park, and I haven't been the same since. I still feel wrecked now, to be honest with you.
Well, fair play,
because
I definitely wouldn't be.
Oh, but listen, by the way, this was the smallest possible ride for under 5-year-olds, and I went on it, and now I still feel bad, Paul. I don't know what's happened to me. But anyway, listen, let's not worry about that. Let's worry about you focusing on being a music master. Shall we jump into round one together?
Perfect.
Round one.
So, Paula, you got two categories to choose from. You can't have The Rivals, because Colm chose that, but you can have Hey Mister or Starting to Get Naughty. What would you like? Starting to get naughty. Okay, we're going back to the year 2001. And I'm going to ask you as many questions as I can in 60 seconds about music from 2001. Your time starts now. Apple Inc. launched which music device in 2001?
Oh, iPod.
Say again?
iPod,
yep. The album Hybrid Theory was massive. Who's the band?
Linkin Park.
That's right. Train sang about drops of what?
Jupiter.
Yes. Which multi-talented artist became the first female to have a number one album and number one movie after appearing in The Wedding Planner?
Jennifer Lopez.
That's right. All For You was a hit single for which member of the Jackson family?
Janet Jackson.
That's correct. The Strokes burst onto the scene. Name their debut album.
What?
Is this it? Finish the lyric. Come my lady, you're my what?
Oh, come on. Sugar baby?
Well, no. It's the one in between. It was Butterfly I was looking for. Singer performed with a snake around her shoulders at the VMAs?
Britney Spears.
Yes, George Harrison died at the age of 68. What band is he most associated with? The Beatles. Gorillaz launched in 2001. Their lead single was named after which actor? Oh, there's the drums. It was Clint Eastwood. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Very good, Paula. Sterling first round. Let's make it even better in the bonus round.
Bonus round.
So in the bonus round, I'm going to play you speedy songs. So they're songs that have been sped up, little clips of them. But they're all from 2001, okay?
Okay.
I need artist and title of each one for a point. Here is your first one. What's that?
Dido.
Yes. And the song is called?
God. I can't think, Tom.
Thank You by Dido. Thank You is what it's called. Okay, try this one.
Pink.
Yeah, Pink. What's the song called?
Get the Party Started.
Spot on. Well done. Okay, and here's another one for you now.
Oh, pass.
It's U2 and Stuck in a Moment that you can't get out of.
No.
Don't be saying no, because 6 plus 1 gives you a score of 7. And 7 is definitely enough to take you through to the final, Paula.
Oh, nice.
So you've done very well there. Hang on there. We say goodbye and farewell to Colm Connolly in Wexford. Well, Colm.
I'm going to send you out a
Dave Moore mug. But before I let you go, Colm, someone's been in touch and says, speaking about Dave's theme park experience, ask Colm Connolly about the time he tried to get on a zip line in Tato Park.
I know who said that, yeah.
And do you want to very quickly regale us with the tale?
Not particularly, Dave.
Fair enough. All right, Colm, nice one. Have a good day. I'll send you out the mug. See you later. Bye-bye.
Final round.
Right, in this final round now, Paula, I'm going to give you 3 clues to the identity of an artist. You'll get the year they were born, the place they're from, and a lyric from one of their songs. And then you'll have 10 seconds to tell me who it is, okay?
Yeah, perfect.
All right, the year is 1960. The place is Astoria, New York, in the United States. And the lyric is, Sometimes I Am Frightened.
Sometimes I Am Frightened. Celine Dion?
Anyone else?
No. Oh, God. Split End?
No, I'll tell you who it was. Listen to this.
Sometimes I am frightened.
Jennifer Rush and the Power of Love. That's what it was.
Celine Dion.
Yeah, I know. Celine, was she Canadian? French-Canadian, New York, unfortunately. But listen, Jennifer Rush was who we're looking for. I can't give you all the prizes, but I will, Paula, give you a set of Dave Moore Bluetooth headphones, okay?
That is perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing. Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Dave Moore.
On Today FM.
Podcast.